is Doug Green, and I'm the publisher of Telecom Reseller, and today I'm with Alan Percy of Telco Bridges. Alan, thank you for joining me.
As always, I'm happy to be here and so glad to be invited.
And I also should add that Alan not only works for Telco Bridges, but he's a very fine blogger of telecom resellers for many years. And
yeah.
A lot of people watch and read your articles on a monthly basis. But today we're going to be talking about a special announcement that just occurred. Telco Bridges has announced that X2NSAT has selected Telco Bridges ProSBC for its satellite gateway sites. So this is very interesting news, and we're going to be finding out a little bit more about it. But for folks who don't know about Telco Bridges, what is Telco Bridges?
Sure. Well, Telco Bridges is a technology company based in Montreal. We've got about 40 people who are focused on media gateway and session border controller technology that are used to interconnect telecommunications software or applications to the public network. And company's been around since around 2002. It's privately held and a great place to work.
Now, who is X2NSAT?
Sure, yeah. X2NSAT is a satellite communications technology company that offers network integration and remote connectivity for businesses through their satellite network. A kind of a network integrator for satellite technology, and they're based out in California. They were founded in 1997. And their headquarters is in Petaluma, California.
So why did they pick you guys?
Yeah, it's great. So it's interesting. Yeah, a little bit of background about the challenges that they were facing and why did they pick us. And one of their lead engineers was really challenged with trying to manage all the network traffic. And basically the architecture that they were aiming for was they have a pair of ground stations that consolidate all the satellite network traffic. And then they have remote base stations that they put, for example, at a hospital. So if a hospital wants to have business continuity, they put a small antenna up on top of the satellite, or I'm sorry, on top of the hospital that points up to the satellite. And then that connectivity is then both, it's IP connectivity, so it can do their phone system, it can do their IP PBX, it could be maybe their, you know, their email and these kinds of things, can travel across the satellite link. The other end of the link, of course, is this ground station. So they have, you know, many dozens of customers out of the remote site, and all this traffic comes in to these ground stations, and much of that traffic is voice traffic. And they have to then convert that voice traffic off the satellites and then be able to put it into SIP trunks. And one of the challenges they were faced with is for each one of these businesses, each one of the businesses wants to have their own SIP trunk, have their own DIDs and have their own telephone numbers. So they had all these SIP trunks and they had all these satellite connections and they needed to connect the two of them together. And one of the parts of the challenges was is they also needed to transcode from compressed speech that is passed on the satellite to uncompressed speech when it gets to the SIP trunk providers. Hmm. So they need to be able to convert from G723 and G729 over to G711 and pass it on to the SIP trunk providers. And on top of that, they need to be able to keep it all straight, right? Which remote goes with which SIP trunk, and to be able to pass all that traffic and manage it in such a way so they could, properly route it and traffic limit and these kinds of things to keep the services going. So that was their challenge, and that's when they came to us.
So they came to you with this challenge, and why did you then present the Telco Bridges Pro SBC?
Sure. Yeah. Well, by looking at the solution or looking at the challenge that they had, we came to the conclusion that our ProSBC session border controller would fit in very nicely at these ground stations to be able to take all this traffic off a satellite and be able to then manage the routing, first just managing the routing information. We have a feature inside ProSBC that uses tables to then do routing very efficiently. So if a call from remote base station A comes in, we can quickly pass it over to their associated SIP trunk and vice versa, right? And so we need to be able to do it bidirectionally. So this label routing is a technique that we've got built into the session border control that makes routing very easy. But also, too, our transcoding resources that are available for ProSPC, we're able to do very highly efficient, high-density conversion between the G723 or G729 that comes from the remote site before it gets converted to G711 and passed off the SIP trunk providers. So this is a really, really good fit from a scale standpoint, from a routing standpoint, and from this transcoding functionality from a technical perspective. And on top of that, when working with the engineers at X2NSAT, they initially evaluated it, and they found it would fit their architecture and also to the operations of their organization really well. They were able to use an API to manage the label routing tables, and also found it very easy to install and very easy to update. So it was a real good fit, not only from a technical standpoint, but also from an operational standpoint for the organization.
It almost sounds like you guys actually exceeded their needs.
Yes, and in quite a few ways. When we actually got into the implementation, one of the nice things is that the engineers were able to attend one of our training sessions. We're still doing remote training during COVID, but they were able to participate in one of our training sessions. And this gave them the technical expertise to be able to manage this label routing and start to look at, the API functionality necessary to manage this label route feature. So it really was a good fit right from the get-go, and has continued to be an excellent business relationship.
So for companies out there that are business partners, maybe they sell telco bridges, maybe they don't. Maybe could you give us some ideas of how this sort of represents an opportunity that, hey, maybe there's a company just like that and I could apply this application?
Yeah, that's a great question. Well, certainly, other satellite providers, I think, would be very keen to this kind of implementation, right? This is a perfect example of how a satellite-based service provider can provide not just data connectivity, but also provide voice connectivity. So there are a range of customers who provide connectivity for, let's say, oil platforms out in the middle of the ocean, or ships at sea, these kinds of situations where satellite communications is the most efficient. Any of those, I think, would find this use case and this example to be very valuable. But it goes beyond that. There are also, lots of other business continuity solutions that are based on sometimes 4G connectivity or based on, landline connectivity that need to look at this kind of architecture where they're bringing the connectivity into a backup site and then provide conversion over into the carrier of the customer's choice. And all that takes, complex routing rules, and it might even take voice compression to reduce the data bandwidth, even on a 4G connection. So very similar use cases for a lot of wireless applications.
How easy is it to become a Telco Bridges dealer or partner?
Yeah, right. So one of the nice things about our programs at Telco Bridges is, first of all, if somebody's interested in ProSBC, there's a couple ways they can get started. First of all, they can download our free SBC, which is a no-cost, free-to-use session border controller that comes with a 90-day license for all the ProSBC features. So there's an opportunity to just try it before you buy it, which is really handy. But also, too, part of the COVID challenges forced us to record and publish on YouTube all of our training. So now someone can sit down on a YouTube account and can very quickly go through all the training materials, can learn about label routing, can learn about the SBC, can learn about all the features that were used in this kind of use case without a lot of investment. And from there, creating a commercial account and starting to then use a subscription to purchase ProSBC licenses for their platform. So it's a very easy to get started, very low bar to get involved without spending a lot of money up front.
If I'm looking at this, watching this podcast, and I'm looking at the Telco Bridges Pro SBC as a solution for myself, do I go to your website and then you guys will link me up to a dealer?
Yeah, well, certainly our website's a great place to start, you know, telcobridges.com, and or we have a dedicated website for Pro SBC called prosbc.com.
Just on its own.
Yep, on its own. And it integrates in with a lot of the features and functions from the rest of the website. But the from there, what you can learn is you can take a look at the comparison between the products, between FreeSBC and ProSBC. We've got a pricing chart. We also have a list of case studies. I think we're up to 12 or so case studies. And, of course, this X2N SAT is the most recent case study at the top of the list. We also host a number of use cases that are typical kind of applications for ProSBC. And then there's a lot of other materials, including the analyst reports and support and our partner tools, and then some tools to stay connected. So it's that's a great place to start. It's just start at prosbc.com. If you like, you can go to freesbc.telcobridges.com. Either one of those to get the same spot.
Those are the places to learn more.
Yep, absolutely.
Well, and as always, I want to thank you for your time today. This is very interesting news. We're also, of course, looking forward to your next entry in your ongoing blog on TR. And for further news on Telco Bridges.
Looking forward to it. Yeah, absolutely. Look forward to it. I always enjoy all the great feedback from people who read the blog and then send notes off either via Twitter or through the blog comments. So love to hear from people. And they can, of course, they can reach me on Twitter at Alan D. Percy, which A-L-A-N-D-P-E-R-C-Y is a great way to reach me.
Alan, again, thank you very much for joining me today, and I'm going to look forward to the next one.
I look forward to it too, Doug.